Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony, it's time for the monthly visitor. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hour 2 of the program. This guy texted in because we were talking about, you know, the changes in the broadcast, and he goes, the corporations that own all these media companies, yours included, have all played a role in changing the landscape of sports media. No decision is made on an island. The Tribune, WGN, The Score all helped to shape the outcome. I replied back to him, I don't know if you know this, but corporations exist to profit. Welcome to America and capitalism. That's how it works. Every company wants to be the only one of its kind, and they will do what they have to do to win. That's why Taco Bell is going to be the only restaurant. They won the restaurants wars, if you remember. You remember that from the movie?
No. The love for Taco
Every
Bell
restaurant
here in
is
Chicago
Taco Bell.
Is amazing to me.
Demolition
fascinated.
Man. You never saw Demolition
no.
Man?
You know that
Taco Bell won the restaurant wars.
My movie, I don't even know what to call it. My movie game is pretty weak because I spend hours watching things like, I don't know,
bowling.
12 inning games. That was work, sir. That was work. It does crack me up. That text on the text line makes it sound like we're all part of the Illuminati.
Yes.
We hang out in some room filled with rich mahogany, and we all sit with our hands in a teepee, and then we all look at each other in suits and just decide things together.
Snidely whiplash. I also enjoy the one guy texted in and was like, how about the little guy win one? And again, I was like, this is America. There's a whole song about it. This is America.
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino. The other voice that you hear is that of Layla Rahimi. If she were on the phone, I would tell you that she was joining me on the Alpamonte Ford hotline where you can find 500 new and used vehicles. But she is here in studio.
And she knows what you look like.
This time she knows what I look like. We'll get to that momentarily. Her segment is called The Monthly Visitor. She called it that. She named that segment.
I named it. It's funny.
It is funny to me.
Women can make jokes too, see?
So I'm not wearing a hat today. So Layla does know who I am.
That
today.
Hat threw me off. I would be a terrible FBI agent. Terrible.
A couple weeks ago, I went in. I was hanging out at NBC Sports Chicago. I was standing behind Layla's desk. I was wearing a hat that made me look like a Southern preacher because I had on a full suit too. Which I wouldn't say is weird for you to see me in, but it was out of context because it was the middle of the day. There wasn't a Bears game that day, like that thing.
And I had something that was super deadline specific.
And Layla turned around and acted like she had never seen me before. She's like, can I help you? And I was like, oh.
Got spicy there?
Oh, super spicy.
No, I was also working on something that was like super deadline specific.
It's like, so I'm going to go over there now.
I was in some sort of zone and I turn around and this man in a hat is looking at me. And I'm like, this is taking me a second. Because you know how it is when we get tunnel vision and we're supposed to write something or look up some stat or like focus. And then I was like, why is he looking at me that way? And then I'm like, oh, that's Lawrence. And about 20 minutes had passed. By the time I had figured out that was Lawrence. And I'm like, what? Are you wearing a hat? Like, my thought process at that point was slow as molasses. It was like slow motion, you know, when Will Ferrell falls into the pool in Old School because he got
cool,
hit by
man.
The trank.
I thought we was cool.
Dude, that hit me like a trank. I was like, whoa, who are you? What is happening?
I gotta say, I actually really enjoyed wearing a hat. I'm gonna start doing it more. I mean, I wear caps, obviously, but actual hats, like dress up in the hats. You do hats ever?
Sometimes, not very often. people think it's pretentious on me for some reason. I think they're just, yeah, that's happened.
Really?
Yeah, I just like to protect my face from the sun. Ball caps are a big thing.
Ball caps are, I've seen you do, but I mean like fancy, like would you ever
like
do
Titanic
like.
Titanic hats? No.
Or Kentucky Derby. Let's say Kentucky Derby
I
hat.
Wore one once, but I don't really get into this whole let's appropriate every holiday and put it in Chicago. Like when I first saw people running around dressed up for the Derby, and I admit it, I've gone to a party or two. But I still felt weird because I was like, we're not in Kentucky. We ain't there.
I don't get the Derby thing.
It's every holiday. They dress up for everything here. That's a totally different.
But specifically the Kentucky, I don't get it. And maybe because I've never really enjoyed horse racing. I just don't get it. And honestly, it makes me a little uncomfortable.
I was thinking the same thing.
I know you were, Tony. Yeah. So I said it so you didn't have to.
Well, guess what? The recent results at Santa Anita Racetrack in California would indicate that you might be onto something.
By the way, I'm going to put this out on Twitter or Instagram. You can follow me at Lawrence W. Holmes on both modalities. Layla brought her headphones in here in a Crown Royal bag.
Okay, these headphones are old, and they had a bag originally, but the bag got kind of weird because it was old. Like, pretty old.
I love that you brought your headphones in here in a Crown Royal bag.
And I had this bag for a while, and I thought, well, it's about the same size. Does it work? And the answer was yes.
I feel like you should just walk down the street like, that's how I roll.
Isn't that pretty on brand for me? I figure it is.
Facts. By the way, I saw on your tweet promoting that you were going to be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
That you have some grievances to air?
First of all, I stayed up late to watch that 5-hour White Sox game.
So you're in a good place right now. Hey.
I don't even know what I saw. Secondly, I also watched a Cubs game.
But that wasn't what you had. Didn't you have some
football grievances?
Let's air them. Let's do this.
Let's go.
All right. What's your football grievance? Does it have to do with Mitchell Trubisky?
It has to do with goal line offense, kids.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay, so
the floor is yours, Ms. Rahimi.
Okay, so here's all I'm saying is I have specifically argued on Twitter, argued in my real life, argued on the internets, argued on TV, that when you run the ball, things happen. Good things tend to happen. Even in your fanciest offenses, you need to run the ball more, which we've all said the Bears have done. I agree with you, by the way. I don't think it needs to be a 50-50 split. But here's where I get concerned. You want to run this ball. You're also facing a defensive coordinator who knows everything in your bag of tricks, who's now the head coach of the opposing team in Vic Fangio. In the third quarter, you got lucky with a fresh set of downs, and you still decide to run up the middle where you're only averaging a yard and you think you're going to move the sticks. They know what you're doing. Use the run to set up play action and get a touchdown.
I do think that the Bears could make Mitch better by using some more play action. I talked with Matt Forte about this, and while the play action stuff from pistol or shotgun can at times be effective, that if you were taking the quarterback under center, it might be more effective with play action. So I don't know if that's something that Mitch can or is willing to do, or if Nagy wants to do that in his offense. I actually think that Mitch is going to ball out on Monday. I think that he's going to have an incredible game on Monday because Washington's defense is not very good. Although Rob Ryan works over there, who taught Mike Pettine, and maybe you could end up seeing some of the stuff that Green Bay did, but I don't think they have the personnel to pull it off.
It all goes back to the same idea, which if you draw it back to, say, week 11 or 12 of last year, is that the NFL develops a book on you. They will find you out. They don't even need the media for that, even though they tell us they need us to not report anything in training camp.
Right, because
they will
have
find a book out on you.
Yeah, there's 19 games of tape of Matt Nagy's offense now. And that needs to be put into the equation.
And we were all talking about, oh, this play is cool to get a touchdown, and this play is cool to get a touchdown in December. But I remember thinking, shouldn't they also just be able to just score touchdowns traditionally too? They don't need all the trick plays to score touchdowns. Like, they were getting a little too gimmicky out of necessity to get into the end zone.
Well, we labeled them panda plays on this show. It's a bear and it's cute. A little too cute a lot of times with, oh, well, this guy's a tackle, and now he's a tight end, and we're going to throw him the ball, or we're going to let Tariq Cohen throw it, or whatever else is it he wants to do.
I don't necessarily know that it was cute. I think it was trying to disguise personnel fits, because who did Mitch Trubisky try to go to for his first read in the end zone? His name is Trey Burton. He is a tight end.
Yeah, and when he can't find – when Trey Burton is not available, and sometimes he missed Trey Burton being wide open on other plays, and I know – I stop the tape, and you stop it at any point, someone might be open. So you can't blame Mitch for not seeing open guys. You don't know what his read was. How dare you say that he should throw the ball to someone who's wide open, you son of a... So, yeah.
No, we've been talking about reprogression forever, so is the head coach. I know that that might be John Q fan out there. That's one dude. But you know what? You find the open receiver, and you throw it to him. You don't throw it into double coverage, because that dude might call into the radio station.
And sometimes, and our buddy Anthony Heron said this, sometimes when a quarterback matures, what he will see at the line of scrimmage might dictate how the read is going to go.
Of course.
That check instead down. Of it's 1-2-3, come back to 4, or 1-2, come back to 3, oh, that corner moved. Maybe I should check 3 first on this particular down. That I'll disregard the rule on this one because I what I saw in pre-snap, and then maybe I'll go and I'll do that. Just a thought. It can happen.
It's the same thing we've been talking about now for how long?
A long time.
And I'm not mad at Mitch Trubisky. I am frustrated when you had two proven quarterbacks that were ahead of him in a draft where you drafted up to select.
No, 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 wait.
It's not his
fault. Wait. Tony, Campy, I'm going to need a ruling here. Is Layla allowed to talk about the fact that the Bears traded 2 3s and a 4 to move up so that they could take Mitchell Trubisky ahead of Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Of course I am.
Oh, because they did the same thing for Anthony Miller and Dave Montgomery.
No. Don't bring that up.
You can't talk about how they...
Just like you couldn't bring up regression. You can't bring it up.
I can't talk about the 2 2-3s and 2 4s they traded just to trade up for those three guys?
Let's completely ignore the past and then wonder why franchises are ahead of others.
No. You can't talk about that they missed the chance for possibly the greatest quarterback who's ever lived. That they were so – they had Mitchell Trubisky. You can't do it. You can't talk about how the Bears had Mitchell Trubisky rated so much farther ahead than Deshaun Watson, who had proved at the college level that he knew what he was doing and that it would be an easier transition. They had him so far ahead that they traded. They weren't even willing to get him as a consolation prize. That's how highly rated they had Trubisky. That's our guy. We're going to get him. Well, what if he ended up with the other guy? No. We got to get that guy, and we'll do whatever we have to do to get him.
My whole point is it happened. That is why we're sitting here talking about this. What on God's green earth do you think this Bears team would look like with Pat Mahomes and Matt Nagy together?
I mean, I think we know because it's happening in Kansas City.
My whole point is, you know what Bill Parcells says? Bill Parcells says potential is nothing. Performance is everything.
Sounds like a great car ad.
It sounds like a great way to evaluate talent in the NFL.
Sure. I'm right there with you on that.
So, yeah, okay, stop with this crap. It's 3 years ago. It's over, says a texter. It's not over. You're seeing the other products on the field, and then you wonder why your franchise isn't performing. This is the answer.
I say amen, hallelujah.
That was on par with Joe's take.
Yeah.
I'm sorry the answer is so simple and out there and clear for everyone.
No. You're not, because no one knew that Mahomes would be this great.
But it's, what are you talking about? I've been watching that kid since he was at White House High School in Texas.
No. No one knew that Deshaun might be a better choice.
Patrick Mahomes essentially got Cliff Kingsbury a job in the NFL.
The dude had 13 games of tape.
12 if you count the rain delay situation.
That's true.
But who's counting?
But you can't.
Because at that level in the first round, you should be able to pick somebody who, say, proven.
But then when you don't have any other picks, you can't make the wrong ones.
That's true. That's a good point by you. And if we were on Twitter right now, I would have the gif of the guy pointing to his head. for you.
Yeah. You and
least
Matt
amount of draft picks, least amount of draft picks in the top three rounds in the last 3 years. Where's that next wave going to come when Mitch proves all of us wrong and then you need to pay him?
It is not. Right here. But here's my concern.
Layla, here's a text right here. No one knew Mahomes was going to be that good.
I know that's a popular quote right now, along with no one knew X policy was going to be this hard, or no one knew oil was going to be this hard to get out of the ground or whatever. But at the same time, there were a few years of tape. And just to get real deep on you kids, the spread offense is more like the NFL now than it ever has been. The NFL has adopted more of the college game. So,
correct.
Yeah, a guy who you saw at a college level for an extended amount of time over maybe 12 to 13 games probably gives you a better read now in the NFL because the personnel are starting to match up and so are the offense.
I do wonder, though, if Matt Nagy is the coach at the time, is Trubisky his choice? I wonder about that.
Okay, so there's a lot of things you have to do here, and we're living in a hypothetical. It really all goes back to the same problem, though. It's not Trubisky's fault he got drafted where he did.
No.
Period. It's not.
Nope.
So take that out of the equation. However, I wonder if because Ryan Pace might have known what he was so compelled to get Matt Nagy. He also made the decision to get Khalil Mack.
He did.
Knowing your strengths and weaknesses is what makes you better at your job in any job.
And again, my issue is not even them drafting Mitch. My issue is what in your evaluation process told you he was that much better than whomever you thought the next quarterback was. If you thought it was Watson or if you thought it was Mahomes, told you that he was so much better that you weren't willing to take the other quarterback.
That was getting cute. That was getting cute because on paper you see X and Y. And if we were to put up the blind graphics of stats, right, take the player's face out of it, take the name out of it, no one would say, spend your high draft pick in the first round that's in the top five on a quarterback with 12 games in a weaker schedule with a weaker conference when you could have had the national champion and took down one of the best teams of the decade and a kid who put up 50 points a game since he was 13 years old.
Wait. You mean to tell me, and Layla.
Oh, and Rick Kemp brought up a good point. They were in the same conference.
They were, but North Carolina had a weaker schedule.
You mean to tell me.
And they didn't have the bowl experience and the playoff experience.
This is the first that I'm hearing that Deshaun Watson went up and beat an NFL-ready defense. That cannot be true.
Yeah. But what was it? Wasn't it like velocity? Wasn't it
right?
Velocity
spin rate.
For Watson?
It was spin rate. And then, look at Mitch's completion percentage. I'm like, it's the same as Deshaun.
The only credence I've ever given.
He played in 36 games.
The only but did he make him feel good? Did he give him warm fuzzies late at night? Is that really what this is?
The only bit that I give on Mahomes specifically is when I remember and look back at the draft picks that you actually trust that do know some things. I think there might have been one across anywhere that had Mahomes as the top quarterback.
Fine.
Deshaun Watson
agreed.
In the moment preferred.
Fine.
Choice.
But again, same. What was it that they saw that said, we have to trade picks to make sure we don't get Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes? That's all I'm saying.
You want to talk about getting cute? That was getting cute.
Super cute.
And I thought it's their job to know this stuff. If your insight and your scouting eye, which that was your background in New Orleans, showed you that we needed to trade up to get Mitch, and your same scouting eye told you we don't need Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes, I worry about that.
Well, let's take it to the next logical conclusion, though, Tony. Your GM before that had scouted Mike Glennon. And told you that Mike Glennon deserved $20 million and that he was going to be the bridge to whomever that quarterback is. And my question is, if things don't work out with Mitch the way that most people want, and I still think that he has enough physical stuff that you could end up with a quarterback that can help win you a championship. I still believe that. But if it turns out that he doesn't, your GM And his evaluation of quarterbacks needs to be front and center in a discussion on whether or not he should be GM of the team.
What about Alshon Jeffrey, dude?
See?
What about Alshon Jeffrey just hanging out in Philly doing exactly what he needs to do?
Someone just texted. You guys are forgetting about that one throw, though.
I also
you get the show.
And some of the text line is cracking me up because I want to march you guys into my office whenever I have a talent evaluation with my boss, because these are some excuses that I need in my life.
Well, the latest thing,
Mitch is still kind of a clutch player from year one in Baltimore. He came back.
I will give him credit for that. I'll give him three games, Layla. I'll give him the Baltimore win. I'll give him even the loss against Philly, because he put them in position to win the game late after playing horrifically for the first two quarters of that game. And I'll give him this past week. He did make the one throw, and it was a baller move. But that also you have to take into consideration. I think that guy is better when he's not thinking. And this is an offense that's all about thinking.
Text line is drunk on this Wednesday. Play me some tape where you guys talk about how much better Mahomes is than Trubisky.
I can play you a ton of it.
How many games would you like, sir?
I can play you a ton of it.
Because you guys are talking with 2020 hindsight. Give me
no.
No, we're not.
We were saying
also,
these things.
I say Glennon. I was laughing that you said Glennon. Is that a joke that I've missed?
Yeah,
that's
kind of
funny.
That's what he's called at the Raiders now.
He's tall.
Glennon.
That's
dear.
That's what Chucky calls him, Glennon.
Okay, so
get with it. Pay more attention to sports, sports radio listener.
And here's where I tell you I don't have HBO.
I have to break. Damn it. More with Layla coming up after this on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Mitch Army is out.
Come at me.
Yeah,
Layla's. Come at me, bro. I don't get to talk football very often. Let's go.
That's because Layla hosts a baseball show.
Y'all
want to
talk about
NBC
the White
Sports Chicago?
You want to talk about the White Sox bullpen? Because I saw many innings of it yesterday.
No, we don't want to do that. I think we should probably stick with this for a little while longer. But again, my point is that so that we're very clear on where I stand on this. The relitigation of that draft. My issue is the evaluation. And people are like, well, there are a lot of people who had Trubisky as the top quarterback. Right. And if you read further into those evaluations, they also had concern about him being a one-year starter behind a guy who's not in the NFL and the lack of games that he played. And my issue, which it was then, you need to provide a tape of it. Were you saying that back then? Yes, I had a show every night from 6 until 10. And while that draft was going on, I said, how is he that much better than Deshaun Watson? That you would trade picks to not get Deshaun Watson. Understand what I'm saying. That where the Bears were drafting, they moved up one spot. One of those two quarterbacks was going to be available for them. So how is it that they evaluated Mitch to be so much better that you as Ryan Pace wouldn't have been okay if you didn't? If San Francisco would have taken him at two, that you weren't going to be happy that you got Deshaun Watson at three.
And the reason we're talking about this is because the quarterback is responsible for all of the offense. Somebody tweeted at you and said, thanks for doing a show from 3 years ago. I'll be back to 670 The Score another time. When it stops being a problem, we'll stop talking about it.
I would imagine that it's a problem for people right now. It was definitely a problem for them after week one.
Well,
is it different because the Bears won? Did you really did the quarterback play well enough for you on Sunday that you feel that the problems are solved?
No. Period.
We took a poll after that game was over, and it said, hey, if this is how the Bears win going forward, but the offense looks like this, are you satisfied? 84% of the people said no.
And the funny thing is, they faced Joe Flacco, who we all know was widely criticized for his lack of quarterbacking or whatnot. But Joe Flacco still knew not to screw it up when you're not screwing it up. Another adage that I love saying, this is from Jimmy Johnson, and you know all of my good quotes are going to be from Cowboys coaches. He said, show me the quarterback who makes the least bad plays, not the one who makes the most good ones.
And where are you from, Layla?
Yeah, that's right. In Texas.
And what did you see in Texas when you were watching? For those people who were going...
many, many years ago now.
For those people like, well, you weren't saying that about Patrick Mahomes.
I have 12 years of high school football coverage in the state of Texas. I did even color commentary for my college radio station for a four-time state champion. I worked for the Ticket in Dallas. I covered Big 12 football for 7 years, and I went all over the state. So
there's that.
And
also,
I covered it for Fox Sports Southwest, local stations, and also CSN Houston.
I'm gonna give some props to Mac on this because I think that Mac got this right. He's not the quarterback in Mount Carmel. Y'all treat Mitch like he's the quarterback for your favorite high school team. You need to stop it.
I also love the texter from 815 who says, everybody needs to stop blanking, I don't think we can say that on the air, and moaning about realities that exist within the offense. Now it is time to hold Nagy responsible for an offense that works. Matt Nagy has to work with personnel that was there before he got there. If his offense that he wants to run can't be executed by the personnel, it's a problem.
And what we've seen over the last few weeks of last season, the wild card game, in the first two games of this season, is him tailor or pare down the offense to try and fit the personnel instead of expanding on the offense because the personnel can do it.
And it goes back to me to the goal line because that's the best example because the most is on the line there. And if you have to run the same play up the middle that isn't getting yards because you're afraid of exposing something, that is a problem. And when you can't even run a play action when you've already established your run and you need a fresh set of downs from that short yardage, it's a problem for me.
I have some issues with Matt Nagy and his style and whether or not some of the stuff is going to work. But let's put it this way. I believe that he's a better coach than Mitch is a quarterback. Is that fair?
Yeah.
That's fair.
If nothing else, he proved it in the time management at the end of the game last week that even if you take away the offensive game plan, just that.
I agree. I thought that his in-game coaching overall at the last 2 minutes of the game on Sunday was outstanding.
Precisely. I'm also very – it's interesting because the Redskins, I'm really going to find out who they are as a team. I did not think the Cowboys would be this good over the first two games, and they played the Giants. And then the Redskins got out to an early lead. So I'm curious to see who this Redskins team is.
I just think the Bears have way more talent than they do. And I don't think they're good defensively. I am curious to see, does Josh Norman travel with Allen Robinson? That's what I'm wondering. Does he do that? I don't know if he's that corner anymore. I love that people are now, since I talk about paring down the offense, pare down Chicago. That's funny.
We got to do the parody, right?
Text line
I don't do parody.
Is both driving me insane and cracking me up. So I feel like I finally gotten the full representation today.
Yeah. Well, you came in here on fire today.
I am on fire. I'm not happy about this. This isn't what I wanted.
I think that statement right there, I think is where a lot of Bears fans are. This is not what I signed up for.
And I don't try to be a fan of a team I cover. especially since I have no country anymore. But this is not what I expected to see out of this team.
And it's not what we were sold either.
No.
I think that's fair, Tony. I think that's why there's a lot of anger at Nagy.
And when the obvious answer goes back to the one flashpoint that we can all actually identify, it is a problem. Because we all know what this was predicated on. We all know the genesis, if you will, of this issue. And we rarely get that in life. You rarely know what decision was made to cause all this.
The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions return to Ryan Field this Saturday when they host Michigan State. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. I know that Josh Norman is trash now. That's what I was saying, that I don't think that he's the same cornerback that he was when he first got there. And that's what you would do if you had – they're telling you the ways that people can defense Trubisky now. They're telling you that they can run zone stuff with a man coverage on Allen Robinson. That's one of the things you can do if you have a corner that's good enough to do it. I don't think that Josh Norman is that guy, but maybe on particular plays or looks, he might be. Yes, Layla?
I'm still giggling at text line. The White Sox and their 12-inning losses make us all a bit cranky. Dude. Yes.
Yeah, made me real cranky on Sunday. Why I gotta wait to get on the TV?
Oh, yeah, I know you guys were like on 45 minutes late, but you had Ozzy entertaining you.
Yes, Ozzy watching the Bears game with us was phenomenal. He's great.
He's fire. There's no other way to describe Ozzy. He's just fire.
Layla, we're done.
Well, this was fun, guys. I do host a baseball show.
She does host a baseball show every night on NBC Sports Chicago, but occasionally when she comes to visit us, she likes to rage against football.
I just miss talking about the football, okay?
What's the name of your segment that you do here?
The Monthly Visitor. I named it. It's me. I'm a girl. It's funny.
She'll be back next month.
I really want to be talking about good things. I don't want to be so mad about all this.
So not the Bears?
Oh.
I mean, there's not a lot of options once we get to the fall. Maybe the Blackhawks are better.
Hey, 35 days till Bulls.
That was my point.
It's the Eastern Conference, guys. Anything can happen.
That was my point.
Kinda.
Hey, there's more talent in it this year.
Okay.
Yeah, like the first four seeds, absolutely. Those 4-8, though. Wins. Let's go.
All right. Layla will be back next month. I'll be back after a quick timeout. You're listening to The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to tell you right now that Layla Rahimi is so fired up still that she's just hanging here spitting takes at me.
I'm still here.
She has got candy for everybody. If you want it, she got it. You want some candy, Ryan Pace? She got it. You want some candy, Mitch Army? She got it. Because she doesn't get to talk football. So she just unloaded today. That is top-notch sports radio. You could tell that she was born and raised in sports radio with the way that she came through today. If you're going to be traveling and heading out to O'Hare, here's a good way that you can. I was actually texting my brother about this last night, about Fast Park and Relax, thefastpark.com. He's like, would you use it? And I said, yeah, I would, because I travel mostly out of Midway and that's where they are. They're right there. If you're going, they're only 2 minutes away from Midway Airport, only $11 per day. They'll shuttle you to the terminal. Go to thefastpark.com for reservations and their van will take you from your spot to your terminal. When I come back, we are going to talk with Spiegel and Parkins on the McNeil and Parkins Show next here on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.